Jen's the mother of two teens. Her online shopping cart is always full of amps and auxiliary cables, so you might think she's funding her kids' garage band. But what you don't know is she's actually the one shredding on stage. With TransUnion's 360-degree view of consumer identity, you can get a clear picture of your marketing audience and reach people like Jen with messages that are more headbanger, less homebody. See how TransUnion is bringing clarity to marketing chaos through deeper insights, smarter reach, and precise measurement at transunion.com/clarity.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Do you know what you look like to me with your good bag and your cheap shoes? You look like a rube, a well-scrubbed, hustling rube with a little taste. Good nutrition has given you some length of bone, but you're not more than one generation from poor wire trash, are you, Agent Starling? And that accent you've tried so desperately to shed, pure West Virginia. What is your father to you? Is he a coal miner? Does he stink of the land? And oh, how quickly the boys found you, all those tedious, sticky fumblings in the backseats of cars, while you could only dream of getting out, getting anywhere, getting all the way to the end.
You see a lot, Doctor. When are you strong enough to point that high-powered perception at yourself? What about it? Why don't you look at yourself and write down what you see? And maybe you're afraid to.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
The man that President Trump admires, it would appear, Hannibal Lecter, as played by Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs. And that's one of Hollywood's great villains.
Absolutely.
Ms. Lisa is here to talk about Hollywood's favourite villains on screen.
Pat, good morning. I think we need to lower our, you know, our soft-spoken, menacing tones a little bit today, because that scene was improvised by the great Anthony Hopkins, a.k.a. Hannibal Lecter. And villains, they make movies unforgettable. And I thought we'd talk about them this morning, because 10 baddies, they're the cream of the cinematic crop. And here he is, the psychological predator. He's a cannibalistic psychiatrist. And chillingly, only 16 minutes on camera, of course, he won the Best Actor Award, despite that rare feat of only a small amount of screen time. But the film swept 5 major Oscars, first for the thriller, but Lecter's mask inspired X Factor art, as we know, and Halloween costumes, but he intentionally didn't blink during most of the scenes to unnerve viewers. But mostly Clarice Starling herself, Jodie Foster, was
terrified. Jodie Foster was terrified of him
on set. Yeah, genuinely.
He was so realistic.
And of course, he's got a great method actor, and being the great Welshman that he is, he kept his distance from her. And of course, when she went onto the scene, which we all know and love, that particular scene in his chamber, she didn't know what she was going to come across. And I think not only is his piercing stare, and we mentioned the soft-spoken, menacing tones, the fact that it was improvised, which we spoke about last week, improvisation, I think that essence of him came across, I think, is one of the best villains of all time.
What's your next clip?
Well, everybody would be giving out to me if I didn't put Darth Vader in there, because Darth Vader, of course, Star Wars, we had actors David Prowse and James Earl Jones there. And it's iconic because not only of the towering presence of Darth Vader, but I think the bombshell of I Am Your Father, which we have a clip of today. It's cinematic villainy at its best.
Luke, you do not yet realize your importance. You have only begun to discover your power. Join me, and I will complete your training. With our combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
I'll never join you!
If you only knew the power of the dark side, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough! He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
Are you a Star Wars fan?
No.
No.
No, actually not. No, okay. Not particularly. Anyway, when I was thinking of Darth Vader, I was also thinking of Harry Potter and Voldemort.
Yes, absolutely. And Voldemort, what a great name as well. Just, yeah. You know, in its essence, it's like, yes, the villain that it is. And many people would know, just before we move on to Voldemort, is that Vader's breathing was created by sound engineer Ben Burtt using a scuba regulator. So that's the that we all know and love.
We talked about Heath Ledger in The Joker last week, and obviously... what a terrific villain he was. Nurse Ratched in One Flew Over
the Cuckoo's Nest. Oh, yes. Thank you for mentioning her.
Because, I hated her.
Listen, I think everybody did. And if you haven't seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, 1975, where have you been? Louise Fletcher's kind of icy nurse, quietly, her cruelty and also her crushing her patients' spirits and critiquing them with a smile earned her an Oscar. And I think she's scarier than most monsters, to be honest.
Now, kids' movies, like you've got The Wicked Witch of the West. In Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
And you've got The Witch in Snow White. I mean, there'd be health warnings on them these days.
I think so. No, look, we go back to 1937 with the fairy tale that I love, and of course Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs is one of the first movies I was ever brought to. And the evil queen in that actually scared children so much they were going to ban the film entirely. Really? Yes, absolutely. And there's a scene where I was going to play it today, but we didn't have time, that she actually says that we're going to kill Snow White. And, you know, when you look at it now as an adult, you're like, the villain of all villains. I mean, you know, it was menacing to a fault. I mean, all the twisted tales of how actors nail the roles are, of course, all in here as well. And I know people will say to me, what about Hans from Die Hard, Hans Gruber from Die Hard?
Alan Rickman.
I mean, you know, he was incredible, wasn't he, as the villain in Die Hard?
And then unlikely villains that as the movie progresses, you realise, oh my God, I'm thinking of Misery.
Misery. Let's have a listen.
You dirty bird. How could you? She can't be dead. Misery Chastain cannot be dead.
Annie, in 1871, women often died in childbirth. But her spirit is the important thing, and Misery's spirit is still alive.
I don't want her dead! I want her! And you murdered her!
No, I didn't.
Who did?
No one. She died. She just slipped away.
Slipped away? Slipped away? She didn't just slip away. You did it. 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 You murdered my Misery.
Annie.
I thought you were good, Paul. But you're not good. You're just another lying old dirty birdie. And I don't think I'd better be around you for a while.
Dirty birdie.
Kathy Bates. And speaking of Bateses,
yes.
Norman Bates.
Norman Bates from Psycho. I mean, what a great role. 1916, we cast our mind back to that. And I think it's so iconic because it shocked audiences with the shower scene, of course. But
which
I
wasn't,
think,
of course, there wasn't much to it.
No.
It was all
suggestive. Yes, of course.
Running down,
swirling
the drain,
down the drain, yeah. Very like Jaws. You know, you don't really see the shark. It's all about the dum, the music, and of course, Jaws being a great villain as well. But Annie Wilkes in Misery, there. I mean, I just thought that was one of the most powerful performances I'd seen in a female in a long time. And of course, she won her Oscar, becoming the first woman to win for a horror film role, suggested by Stephen King. She was always a stage actress, Kathy Bates, and she's a great villain. But villains drive the plot, and they really kind of challenge the heroes as well, and that's why they're so important. Yeah. And they're more memorable, I think, sometimes than the
absolutely, the villain makes the movie a lot of the time. Yeah. There are so many. I'm sure people have their own favourite villains in the movies. You mentioned Joe Pesci last week.
Joe Pesci, yeah. I mean, people say Tommy DeVito in Goodfellas. Of course, we played the scene last week. It was absolutely brilliant, the funny house scene. But at only 5'4", his small stature made his aggression, I think, a little bit more shocking. Patrick Bateman as well. I wanted to mention him in American Psycho, another great villain.
All right. Lisa Cannon, producer and broadcaster, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Jen's the mother of two teens. Her online shopping cart is always full of amps and auxiliary cables, so you might think she's funding her kids' garage band. But what you don't know is she's actually the one shredding on stage. With TransUnion's 360-degree view of consumer identity, you can get a clear picture of your marketing audience and reach people like Jen with messages that are more headbanger, less homebody. See how TransUnion is bringing clarity to marketing chaos through deeper insights, smarter reach, and precise measurement at transunion.com/clarity.